The Calling, written by Jane Goodall and read by Nikki Paul. The river, or what remained of it, made a strange graveyard. Bryony stared at the assorted garbage lodged in the mud, thinking, only one body in all this lot? It looked as though corpses might be spontaneously produced in there, black slimy things with tangled limbs and no faces, popping up to the surface in clumps. Dennis joined her, leaning on the wall.
Old Father Thames. Not doing much rolling along just here, is he? I'll get the ladder.
Glad she'd chosen her older canvas slacks to wear this morning, Bryony pulled on the outsized Wellington boots and climbed onto the wall. She was contemplating the 5-foot drop on the other side when the coroner's officer arrived, accompanied by an improbably young-looking doctor whom she recognised. He'd attended a couple of suicide scenes she'd dealt with in the past few months.
"Don't jump, ma'am," he said as he walked towards her. "You'll find the world looks a lot worse from the other side of that wall."
A broad smile and a hand held out in greeting showed the remark was prompted by a wayward sense of humour. He got up on the wall next to her and surveyed the scene.
"What a god-awful mess.
Well, we should look on the bright side, Inspector Williams. It might deter a few suicides. You wouldn't want to jump off Battersea Bridge into this, would you?"
Dennis set the ladder in place, and they climbed down, with the coroner's officer leading the way. As Bryony stepped onto the foreshore, the sole of her boot broke the caked surface of the mud, and she had to extract it from the sucking morass underneath.
"Where's the body, then?"
asked the doctor brightly. A uniformed officer was standing guard, but you couldn't see what he was supposed to be guarding.
"Well, there's no actual body, sir, as such. Just this."
The officer pointed to a naked foot lying at the edge of the water. The leg was detached below the knee. Stranger things had been thrown up by the river, but this was the first time she'd witnessed the finding of an isolated body part. The coroner's officer picked the thing up and laid it on a sheet of plastic, then turned it over. He glanced at Bryony.
"Probably male, judging by the foot. Big boned. I wouldn't say that was normal decomposition," he said, pointing to the blackened mess above the ankle.
She looked around. "Maybe not. But decomposition would be quicker in this heat, wouldn't it?" The coroner's officer began to wrap it, but she noticed something. "Wait, let me have another look." She crouched and turned it over again, brushing some of the mess from around the ankle. "What's this?" It was a ridge of black stuff, clogged with mud and oil, but she could discern ridges in the outline. Chain of some kind?